On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 24, Polokwane 23, Johannesburg 22.
Alrighty. N3 North, there's now roadworks and lane closures as you approach the Buccleuch interchange. That's off the N3 North, as you can imagine. Slow moving traffic. And Bedford View, the woes continue. N3 North, slow moving traffic on the link to the N12 East at Galoolies.
Parliament's Ad Hoc Committee investigating allegations of corruption in the criminal justice system has lashed out at the National Director of Public Prosecution, Shamila Batoi, for refusing to name the prosecutor allegedly involved in organised crime. Batoi is giving testimony before the committee set up to investigate allegations made by KwaZulu-Natal's Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi back in July of criminality within the criminal justice system. Cliff Chiko reports.
National Prosecuting Authority head Shamila Batoi was pressed to reveal the name of the suspended prosecutor, but she refused. However, MK Party MP David Skwasana insisted that she gives the name.
If it's the same person who was mentioned in the media, why not revealing it here? Why are we hiding it here?
EFF MP Julius Malema added that Batoi must reveal the name, as it is widely believed that the prosecutor is Advocate Andrew Chauke from the Johannesburg Division, who was suspended by President Cyril Ramaphosa in July this year.
And if we can't be told names and we accept that, let's go home. Because if we're going to proceed like that, we're becoming toothless.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch.
Two brothers believed to have had a role in the murders of rapper Kenan, aka Forbes, and his friend Tabelo Tibs Motswane, are due to appear in the Durban Magistrates Court this afternoon. Siyabonga and Melusin Damande were extradited from Eswatini today after a lengthy legal battle. They arrived at King Shaka International Airport, escorted by armed forces. For more, go to jacarandafm.com and click on news. In other big news, improvements in the country's unemployment rate. South Africa's official unemployment rate fell slightly in the third quarter to 31.9% from 33.2% in the second quarter.
The official unemployment rate is sitting at 31.9 million. Those are the 8 million people who indicated that they had been actively looking for employment in the week prior, or up to a week prior to the interview.
That's Stats SA's Risenga Maluleke. He says that the number of unemployed people decreased to 8 million in the period July to September from 8.3 million in the quarter from April to June.
We come to what we call the combined rate of unemployment and potential labor force. The combined rate of unemployment and potential labor force is sitting at 42.9%. These are people who initially or previously would say that I didn't look for employment. Not because I was discouraged, but had employment come, I would have taken it.
Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero says the organizers of the gender-based violence G20 Women's Shutdown will be given a platform to raise their concerns. The Women's Shutdown is expected to take place next week with a 15-minute national standstill plan to honor victims of gender-based violence. Mayor Morero says the Minister of Women, Sindisiwe Chakunga, is working to ensure that the protesters' grievances are heard.
The Minister of Women is busy with the team, with the national leadership of those NGOs that are mobilizing around issues of GPV so that they can allocate them a specific area and time for them to raise their grievances.
In news abroad, Thailand's army said hostilities still remain with Cambodia. This comes a day after Bangkok suspended the implementation of a US-backed peace deal over a landmine blast that wounded four troops. And thieves made off with several ancient pieces of gold from Syria's National Museum in Damascus. The museum was spared during Syria's destructive civil war that ran from 2011 to late last year. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4.